Uganda is not the only African nation taking legal action against homosexuals. In Malawi, two gay men were arrested immediately following a same-sex marriage ceremony held in December. And last week, five men in Kenya were arrested for helping plan a gay wedding. They were later released. Homosexuality is illegal in more than 30 African nations. South Africa is the only country on the continent to have legalized gay marriage. Soratu Abiola is a reporter for AllAfrica.com who's been covering this situation. She joins us now in our Washington studio. Soratu, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So how is the pending legislation, or is the pending legislation in Uganda, affecting homosexuals elsewhere in Africa right now?
It's really hard to say. As you correctly mentioned, over 30 African countries already have laws on their books criminalizing homosexual conduct, activity. As the activist mentioned, there's an attitude towards homosexuality that's, you know, basically based on authorizing homosexuality, and you know, sadly, it's prevalent pretty much everywhere.
Has that sort of long been part of African culture, or is this something new? Is something new happening that's bringing this to our attention? What do you think?
Once again, hard to say. Senegal, for example, has had a lot of issues with its with gay Senegalese, stretching as far back as the early 2000s, perhaps even further than that. In Nigeria, there was a young man named Bisi Alimi who was, once people found out that he was gay, ended up being expelled from the university. He couldn't finish his degree. He came out on national television, quite brave considering the society. And, you know, he was harassed so much he actually had to leave the country. He now lives in London.
So
this is not really a new thing, per se. Homophobic sentiments have basically been prevalent for a while.
Is it possible that the Western media is sort of paying closer attention right now, and that's part of
exactly
why we're hearing so much?
Yes,
about
absolutely.
This?
I think another thing that gives this even more prevalence is, you know, with Uganda, the news that American evangelicals could possibly be involved, and also the small section of people that believe that homosexuality can be cured, and their impact on, you know, the shaping of this bill in Uganda has also allowed, you know, there to be even more attention on Uganda specifically. But it's not really a new thing. It's been happening for a while.
Yeah. At the end of that interview with Julius Kagwa, we were talking about the international community. Mm-hmm. What can the international community do? Mm-hmm. But, you know, leaders in Malawi, leaders in Uganda have said that the West needs to stop interfering in their country's policy on homosexuality. So is this sort of attention that's being paid, and to some degree the uproar that we're seeing in U.S. and Europe, is that helping or hurting gay people in Africa, do you think?
If I may zoom out a little bit, you find that in sexuality in general in most African societies is not talked about, much less homosexuality. So and when something isn't talked about, you know, and the people that are gay are not going to come out because you just don't talk about things like that, it's easy to otherize, you know, say, oh, that only happens in America. You know, that only happens in England. So when you have that going on, yeah, and these people, you know, and these people are coming out, they're basically measures such as the ones taken in Uganda are seen as an effort to preserve the culture and preserve the national identity, and the narrative of Western media and Western governments, for example, in the UN is thinking of pulling back funding for a major AIDS institute in Uganda because of the legislation. U.S. Senator, I believe, is Ron Wyden, is looking into if it's possible to pull AGOA funding, U.S. Africa trade funding,
so all these things could possibly backfire.
Exactly. I mean, not possibly. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Saratu Abiola is a reporter for AllAfrica.com, and she joined us in our studio in Washington.